Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help?
Well, I've been listening to you for a while since it first started, and I have been going to my doctor, and they were telling me that I'm pre-diabetic.
Okay.
And now they're saying I'm diabetic. So I'm supposed to be on diet and exercise, but I'm really sensitive to carbohydrate. So I don't know. My hemoglobin is 6.6.
Hello?
So the reality is, so you said the doctors told you that you're dealing with diabetes. And so with that, you're saying you're addicted to carbohydrates? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not addicted. I am sensitive to carbohydrates. As long as I kind of do complex carbs, got vegetables and all that,
yeah,
it's okay. But
okay.
Then, yeah.
Are you overweight?
I am.
Okay, by how many pounds? Like, what is your height and weight?
Well, I am 5'4", and I weigh about 188, but I did lose 10 pounds. I was almost 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look like grossly, I know I'm grossly obese, but I don't have the big tummy and all that. I just have, you know, large trunk and all that. And okay. I am 71, and I don't take any medication.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if you haven't really started, if your doctors have diagnosed you with diabetes and you haven't really started on any kind of lifestyle plan, then, I mean, as far as exercise, have you? I mean, have you been on any kind of detailed plan, or are you just looking for one? Is that why we're having this conversation?
Well, I do that.
What I'm saying is, have you gotten with a trainer and have you got with a nutritionist? Have you got with any expert at all and got some official advice on what to do? Or have you just been reading some books, listening to me, and just doing the best you can?
Well, I am a nurse, and so I was
That doesn't mean anything. No offense. I mean, because you're a nurse doesn't mean anything. Because you don't get that kind of education, really. So, I mean, you really don't. I mean, medical doctors, we don't hardly have any education on nutrition at all. Zero.
The medical doctors don't. But it's, yeah.
Okay. So if it's kind of like we may know, have a little knowledge as individuals, but if you don't apply it, then it's not worth anything. So,
mm-hmm.
So if you're overweight, you need to lose how many pounds? What, 40?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to lose 40 pounds, so you need a game plan. And
yeah.
So if you're not exercising minimum 5 days a week, which are you or are you not, 5 days a week?
I am.
Good. Okay, you walking? You doing weights? What are we doing?
I am doing the running in place, and I do go outside and walk and do that interval that you talk about.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I sometimes do some, like, 5 pounds of weight. I don't do them regularly because, you know, sometimes if I do it, my arms hurt a little bit, so I don't go any heavier than that.
Yeah, that's good. And so your diet, how is it going?
That's the big thing. I sometimes I do well, and other times I don't.
So you just have, is that where you struggle more than anything?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, here's a key. I mean, if you want to lose 40 pounds, obviously, you know, to put it on, it's not that hard. You just eat a bunch and don't exercise, and then there you go. There's 40 pounds. But to lose it, as you're probably figuring out, takes some work. And it's not that it's impossible. It's just the consistency, which I think is tough for a lot of people, which is what you're telling me. And I think that one of the toughest things to really get into a consistent routine is having the why. You know, why do you need to lose the weight? Is it because you just want to look better? Is it because you want to feel better? Is it because you want to be healthy? I mean, literally, you don't want to deal with any potential disease that could come from that. And you're still young. You really are. I mean, it sounds like you're ancient, but you know, a lot of people think once you get into your latter years that it's just over, but it's really not. I mean, you've still got many good years ahead of you.
I don't take any medication. I can do things that 50-year-old people can do. Besides that, I'm healthy. I don't have anything wrong. I don't take any medication.
Right. I get it. So, I mean, the biggest thing is the why. If you can answer the question why do I really want to get healthy? And, you know, do I really want to get well? Do I want to really go to that next level? Because, you know, you don't take any medications now, and that's a great thing. But, you know, if you keep 40 pounds of extra weight on for a long period of time, you know, as a nurse, especially from a medical perspective, that things can begin to break down, right? I mean, the body will break down at some point, carrying a lot of extra weight. So it's just getting down to the reason of the why for you more than anything. And I think if you can answer that, then and come up with a plan that's sustainable. You know, not anything that's high carb or low carb or high protein, low protein, high fat, low fat. It's coming up with a game plan that's really good for you and that works with you. So, I mean, it's all about balance. If you can come up with a consistent plan and begin to lose weight at a very slow to moderate pace, you know, like a pound a week, something like that, then that's pretty darn good. Even a half a pound a week, if it's consistent and you stay consistent, would be fantastic. So if the exercise is good for you and the diet's not, what's the hardest part of keeping on the diet? What do you crave, or what happens? Do you get under a lot of stress? What really makes you come off of your game plan?
I still work. No, I work at a school next, and they have all kind of things coming in. And sometimes I go back there and indulge a little.
So you kind of sneak behind everything and pig out a little bit.
Yeah.
And don't tell anybody.
No, I keep it a secret. I try to work it off, but then sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I get it. But the reality is, when it comes down to things like that, and you want to lose weight, and you know you need to, and you want to get your body where it needs to be for optimal health, I mean, you've been diagnosed with diabetes, right? That's not a small thing. The great news is it's easy to reverse. The tough news is that you got to have the willpower to want to change. So it's the why do you want to change, and it's the want to, and it's the how to. And, of course, if you've got my book, Empowering Your Health, that's a good tool to be able to help you just to see different foods and how they affect the body and learn about how the body works at a very basic level. But with diabetes, a couple of keys to remember, okay? When you're eating, you don't have to just deprive yourself at all. You can have plenty of healthy fats. You can have plenty of fruits and vegetables and a lot of the lean quality proteins. Matter of fact, when you eat proteins and fats together, it helps regulate and stabilize blood sugar. It does. That's a great thing. So your food really can become your medicine in a lot of ways. You don't want it to replace it until your doctor says it's okay. But, you know, and figuratively speaking, that can make a big difference. And as far as sweets go, which tend to be what people lean toward that have diabetes, if you find alternatives by using sweeteners like stevia in some of your foods and drinks and whatnot, that can help. But the main thing is you can look at certain supplements. Cinnamon, which is kind of a spice more than anything, has been shown to have great research in helping to regulate blood sugar. Vanadyl sulfate has some good research on it too, and alpha lipoic acid. Might want to check those out and keep me posted.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now. 888-72-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can check us out on the web. Make sure to check the website out. And also, if you need a provider in your area, we've got lifestyle-based wellness providers, a great network that we're growing, and that people that really get it, they understand kind of what you're looking for, more nutrition and lifestyle-based care around the country. So always get in touch with us there at the office number, and you can check it out on the web as well. All right, are you into exercise? I am. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's not just for overall health. I actually enjoy it, and I'm big into activity, outdoor activity, sports, and you know, I like weight training a lot, quite a bit. And so anyway, I'm really into it. But they've done a lot of studies. And throughout the years, I've always been fascinated in, you know, just the different areas of exercise. And, you know, should you work out for an hour? You know, I've always been into bodybuilding and weightlifting. And, you know, the whole adage is if you've got a bunch of muscles, then you must work out for 2 hours a day. When the reality is, Most research now is saying that even 30 to 40 minutes tops gives you the best results. Well, they're saying for cardiovascular benefits and for body fat decrease and for just overall health, they're saying short bursts of intense exercise can fight weight gain. So as a lack of time, your excuse, because if it is, this is really, really great. And the reality is, they say men that participated in a small study burned an additional 200 calories a day by doing a workout for less than 25 minutes that included a few minutes of hard, intense exercise on a stationary bike spaced between less intense activity. So the technique, which is called sprint interval training, it's called a lot of different things by different people. Of course, marketing and branding come into play, but this sprint interval training is used by athletes to improve overall performance. It seems like a reasonable strategy for weight maintenance as well. For those days when you just can't get a full workout in, they say this might be the way to go. So the harder you work, the more calories you'll burn per minute. And the study leader, Kyle Sevitz, who's a researcher at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, said Sevitz looked at five healthy men of normal weight with an average of age around 28. They were asked to ride an exercise bike as hard as they could, five times for 30 seconds each. In between, they did resistance type free pedaling for 4 minutes, and all the workout took less than 25 minutes. Sevitz compared the men's energy output on 2 days, including the day of the cycling exercise. Extra calories were burned over 24 hours on the workout day. See, that's the key right there. When you do these sprint burst style interval training, that it's not just what you burn in the moment that you're doing the exercise. It's what you're burning for hours upon hours after that exercise, what you triggered within the body to continue to burn. That's why I really like exercising in the morning, even though you may not be a morning person and you may not really be into getting up and doing that. It really does serve you better because you really set the stage for your metabolism when you do that. Just a little side note. But they said that the findings were presented this past week at the exercise conference in Colorado, which was sponsored by the American College of Sports Medicine. A British expert found the results very intriguing, said the study provides some interesting preliminary data showing that sprint interval training can increase 24-hour energy expenditure. And it's Dr. Stuart Gray, who's a lecturer in exercise physiology at the University in Scotland, was part of the study. And he said, however, this kind of exercise is very intense and may not suit all. He cautioned, my advice would be not to simply focus on one form of exercise, but try to increase activity and reduce consumption wherever and whenever you can. Still, the sprint technique is useful as an option if time is a limiting factor. Sevitz focused on the practical aspect of the research, said many people gain a couple of pounds a year He said, adding that demanding work schedules and family duties can limit exercise time. So a time-sensitive exercise will help them burn more calories and keep them fit and may help get rid of those extra pounds. Sevitz can't say the technique would work for weight loss, but evidently he said it's better than nothing. And he said if people do not have access to the gym, they can try to find a grassy hill. The sprint as fast as possible for 30 seconds, then walk back down. Treadmill would not work that well for sprint interval training. It kind of goes against that. Data and conclusions presented at a medical meeting should be considered as preliminary as it's put into some of the peer-reviewed medical journals. I just think it's a great piece here. And a lot of the workout videos like P90X that you see, even though they're longer, they're based on some of these principles. And they do work very well. You want to get lean and ripped and in shape and all of that, you know, all the claims that are made on the infomercials. Well, there's a lot of data behind why that works. And just on the note, the running vice president, or the I guess Republican vice presidential candidate, Paul Ryan, it's all been in the news. Of course, he's doing P90X, and that's what he does on the road and I guess in the tour bus, and they put it on, and so he met with the founder of P90X, Tony Horton. And Horton actually went out on the campaign trail with him a little bit recently and did the P90X workout with him and kind of worked through some different pieces of that, getting him on a good plan. So I found that really interesting. It's kind of cool. I know that Ryan's a little bit younger than the other guys right now, but you know, it's pretty cool to see somebody that's into fitness, that makes that an avid part of their life. And a lot of the guys that are running and have been presidents have made fitness, and they're smart. Because the healthier you are, the better you're going to be at your job and at your career choice. It's true. So the weight gain has got to stop with so many people. And as a country, I just hope that we can really rally together and make a difference. I know on this show, I have a real passion for it. And with everything that we do within our company, it's a big focus because we want to see your fitness level go up, your health go up, your wellness go up. And as much as I wish everybody could just take a supplement or eat a little bit better and it would all just go away, there's a strategy and a good lifestyle strategy that all comes into play. And our wellness providers around the country, that's what they do, is they really focus and help you get down the right path and go that way. So, you know, there's a game plan that has to be done. But the encouragement is that no matter where you are in this journey, if you've gained 50 pounds or you need to lose 10 or you don't feel good and there's not energy levels that you have, you want to lose weight, you just want to feel better, look better, and have a better self-esteem about yourself, you can make it happen. There's hope. You're not stuck where you are. You're not in a place where you can't get it back. You can. But it's about having the desire to want to get well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com.
Survivalist Camps.
Providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You need anything, nutrition, whatever it is, lifestyle help, fitness, whatever it is. Want to look at providers, miss something on the show, I talk too fast, you can't figure out what I just said. You're driving down the road and trying to figure out, what did he say? Cod liver what? You can find it on the website, or you can call me, 888-283-7272. We're going to go to George. Hi, George. Welcome to the show.
Good. Great.
What's going on?
I got told by a doctor that I had arthritis in my hand, especially.
Okay.
And I just happened to be watching a program, and they were talking about using ginger root for a natural. It has a leaf or something like that. It's a natural to relieve the arthritis part, but it does relieve a lot of the pain. But I still have you know, some arthritis, I mean, you know, hurt in it, but I don't have the aching pain like I used to. But I just want to know if that was a good, that I was using for that arthritis.
Well, ginger has been known to be helpful for that, but also turmeric is really good too. Turmeric has some strong anti-inflammatory properties. Matter of fact, you can chop it up and eat large amounts of it, which a lot of third world countries do that, and it's always been known to be very, very helpful as an anti-inflammatory kind of people that deal with chronic pain and that sort of thing can be very helpful. So, I mean, ginger, there's a lot of different foods and spices that can help do that. Cayenne pepper has the same or similar, not the exact same, but a similar effect, and can be quite helpful. Plus, it's really good for blood sugar levels, too. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes down to, you know, arthritis and itis, you can look at spices and you can look at supplements, but really you have to step back and look at your foods first. So the two things I would say are, how do you eat every single day, and are you exercising on a regular basis? Those are the two keys that you want to look at when you have an itis of any kind. Remember, itis means inflammation. So how are you eating? Is your diet good or not so good or average?
It's good. I try to stay away from a lot of the fried foods. I just had, back in December of last year, I had open heart surgery because I had a valve that wouldn't close. And so but everything in my heart was fine. No clogs or anything. It was just my valve wouldn't close.
Okay.
And so I went through that, and I've been, went through a nutrition class and learned how to read the labels and stuff and everything. And I try to keep myself off stuff. You know, I quit drinking, soda water, Dr. Pepper, what do you want to call them? You know, Coke of that variety. I quit drinking them.
So you're not drinking sodas, and you're sticking more to water, and you try to clean some things up in your diet, right?
Right.
All right, well, here's some keys, because with arthritis or any kind of inflammatory condition, a couple of foods you might want to consider cutting out of the diet that are known to create a lot of inflammation. One are regular pasteurized cow's milk dairy products. And it doesn't have to be forever, but it can be for a period of time. Also, a lot of the wheat products. So if you're eating whole wheat or if you're having grains like breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, you'd be surprised if you eliminate that from your diet for about 8 weeks, what happens and how well your body would respond. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, but those foods tend to cause some of the inflammatory response. Now, are you doing any type of fish oils or anything like that as far as supplements?
Yes. I'm doing fish oil, yes.
Yeah, capsules?
I had my cholesterol was at 133, and I dropped it down. Bad cholesterol was 133. I dropped it down to 105.
Oh, wow, that's great.
About a month and a half, about almost 2 months.
Yeah, that's really great. So, I mean, you've been on board making some changes. I mean, so at the end of the day with arthritis, is your main issue that, did they give you medicine? Are you taking anything right now?
No, that's why I didn't want to take
You didn't anything. Want to? Okay.
No, I didn't want to take anything. I have heard a lot about bad things about arthritis.
Yeah, the main issue with it is you want to make sure that you've got a good eating plan going. I mean, with any kind of inflammatory condition, if the gut is healthy and the gut is clear, then many times a lot of the inflammatory process can be toned down quite a bit. And if, you know, again, I would maybe get a copy of my book or look at finding foods that will lower inflammation in the body and do that over a long period of time, like not just a week or two. To really see some results on that, you have to follow it for about 8 weeks at least and then see how your body's going to do. Because everybody's different. But for the most part, it can help lower inflammation. You'd be amazed at what can happen with that. Now, your heart, you know, after the surgery and whatnot, everything's going okay now, right?
Right. I'm clear from the doctor. I have to go. I have to see him until next year.
Okay, that's great.
And he said it's back 100%.
Okay, fantastic. So are you exercising as well?
Yes, I'm working out.
What do you do? Just weights or cardio?
I do cardio and light weights. Don't do the heavy weights. That's a no-no for heavy weights. You know, I just keep tone. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Well, as long as you're consistent and you're doing some form of exercise about 5 days a week, you know, even if one of the days is kind of a light cardio or whatever, you know, walking outside, then staying consistent like that should really create a good foundation for you, especially to deal with any kind of joint pain. Now, certain supplements can be helpful, too. You know, glucosamine is kind of old school, but it does work for some people. I mean, really, it comes down to a lot of people lean on that. They just want to take something, you know, a pill and feel better. But it comes down to your diet more than anything. That's what you want to focus on, okay? That right there is what you want to be perfect with. You really want to get on a game plan and just stick with it. And cutting out the dairy products and the grains when you're dealing with joint pain are two things you can do in the beginning to just kind of, you know, check it out. And then you can add those foods back in and see if the joint pain comes back. It's really kind of neat because you clear everything out of the body. And then you can add in, say, wheat products. You start eating bread every day. Well, if in about 5 or 7 days you start getting these joint pains back and aches and whatnot, then you'll know that that was a little bit of a trigger for that. And the same with dairy. You can figure that out as well. So I would look into it. Keep me posted. You can always call me back on the show or send me an email. Okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. You can also go online. Check us out at the website. Don't forget our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. You can check them out on the web as well or just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I have some concerns. We had a flood in our home last year.
Oh, no.
Actually, it turned into a toxic mold situation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we've been out of our home now for about a year trying to get it fixed. But we have three little ones. They're ages 3 and 4. And it seems like we can't seem to really get away from mold or water damage buildings everywhere you go. It seems kind of prevalent.
And it follows you.
I think so. I do think so. And some of the things that I've been concerned about that I've noticed kind of keep coming back are, like for me, it's fatigue, sore muscles, brain fog. My sinuses will, like, bleed.
Really?
Yeah. Whenever I'm around it, like, I just get a lot of that. And with my girls, I'll notice kind of about the same time. And it's not always easy to know where the exposure is. But I notice, like, looks like behavior issues with them. They act really wild, which isn't not that abnormal for a child that age, but it's out of the ordinary for them.
So, when you say wild, I mean, has it just happened in the last 3 or 4 months? Or what's been the major change? Like, they get aggravated easily? They're hyperactive? What's really...
It seems more hyperactive. I probably get aggravated easier.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, definitely, first of all, black mold can do this kind of weird things. They definitely can. You know, if you're getting sinus congestion, like if you leave the house, like if you were to go on vacation for a couple of days, go to, you know, your family's house or something, and then come back and you felt great, and then you come back into the house and within a day you're sneezing, you complain of allergies, and maybe you're a little tired and fatigued, that can definitely be mold all day long. So, and have they checked it? Have you had someone come in and check the, you know, the walls and all that?
Yeah, well, we know for sure, you know, that the mold, that, you know, there was a mold problem and we had it tested and it was the Staphylococcus and some other ones that aren't good. We're actually not back in our home yet, but where we're staying now, there's a leak and we've noticed the mold and I've noticed, like, all these symptoms starting to come back the last few weeks. And I'm like, okay. And I want to know, is there anything that I can do nutritionally or any other way to kind of address this? Because for the most part, when I've talked to doctors and stuff about the toxic effects of that, it seems to be kind of dismissed.
Well, that's because they don't have an answer. And so a lot of doctors really don't like to say, I don't know. And so just hang on. Let's go into this commercial break. We'll talk a little bit about black mold and its effects and some natural ways to take care of yourself when you're exposed to it. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out on the web. Don't forget to jump in there. If you miss something on the show or you want to send me an email, I'll be glad to take it right here on the show. So we were talking with Victoria, and she's been dealing with possibly some mold exposure for herself, her family, her kids, and just wondering what in the world to do. And so you've had all these kind of symptoms. Your kids especially have had some symptoms, and you're really wanting to know what to do. Have you done anything at all yet? Have you taken any medicine, or have you been to the doctor at all? Or is this some kind of like self-discovery things you've been doing on your own?
Actually, we've been to a couple of different doctors. I mean, obviously, we started with our family doctor.
Yeah.
They pretty much, like I said, that's just an allergy. We went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who mm-hmm. does allergies and environmental concerns.
Okay.
My husband and myself, we didn't put the girls through that yet. But my concern there was is they wanted to do the allergy shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a concern because of the toxic nature of the mold, and I just didn't know. I didn't really feel comfortable getting toxic mold put back into my body, even in small doses.
No, I get it. Yeah, right.
And we had checked with another doctor who had done some stuff with mold in the past, and he said generally because our overall health isn't dramatically bad, he said just, you know, get rid of the exposure. And, you know, things will get better, was kind of the advice that we were given.
Yeah, and for the most part, I mean, yeah, you get out of the house or you get out of the situation and things do begin to clear up, for sure. So, I mean, but that's if that's exactly what's causing some of the symptoms. And, I mean, you have to kind of think about it. If you're definitely living in a house or condo or whatever that has dealt with that and you've got the leaks and you had somebody check it. I mean, there's some things you can do. But, I mean, obviously the best thing to do is definitely get out of there. I know that's the last thing you probably want to do. You probably moved and it's driving you crazy. But,
right.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like you're just, right when you start nesting, not that I know what that term means, but I know it's what women like to do. And so it happens. And then so you get settled, and then all of a sudden you got to move again. And, the stress involved with that is, especially with kids and all, it's very stressful. So I get that. But there's some things you can do. If it is black mold, for sure. You know, there's an old medication, and there's some natural things you can do, but there's an old medication, cholecystatyramine, and it was an old cholesterol drug, really. Not used that much for it anymore, but your doctor can write a prescription for it, and it really binds to the black mold in the body. So black mold tends to, once you breathe it in, inhale it, whatever, it likes to go in and go into the intestinal tract. And when it gets in there, a lot of times it just kind of hangs out, and you know that's where you start getting a lot of the symptoms. But what happens is that cholecystatyramine goes in the medication, and it binds to the black mold particles, and it chelates it out of the body or pushes it out of the body through the gallbladder. So it's pretty interesting how that drug works. It's been around forever. I mean, for a very long time. And usually they put you on it for about 1 to 2 months, and then it begins to clear things out, and you can come off of it. There's another, if you want to go more of a natural route, there's a thing called brown seaweed. And the brown seaweed's been around. It does a very similar effect. So you use the brown seaweed, you use it for about 6 to 8 months. So you have to use it a little bit longer. But it goes in, it binds with the different particles of the black mold and gets it out of the body as well. So it, you know, it's a liquid, and I think they have like a powdered capsule or something. But those two are very good. They've been known and been useful. I mean, even in medical practice, just depends who you talk to. And some guys and gals, as far as physicians, you know, they don't even work with that or deal with it. They'll just tell you to get out of the house and move somewhere else, and things should be all right. But sometimes you really do have to get it out of the body, you know, proactively get it out of the body. And that's why, really, those couple things might be helpful. And I know the medication thing is like, nah, I don't want to take a drug. But if it's only for a short period of time and you're really feeling bad, you know, it all depends on your symptoms. You know, it doesn't sound like you're feeling horrible, but you just want it for more of a preventative, sounds like to me, right? Except for your daughters that may think it might be affecting them a little bit more.
Yeah, would that also, I mean, you mentioned the intestines. My one daughter has had diarrhea on and off probably for a year now, and she's never been like that before. Would that be caused by that? I thought maybe just from being out of our home and the stress and changes in diet, maybe.
Well, it probably be a combination of all those. You know what I mean? I mean, the transition and the diet not being the best, stress, emotional stress, they all could play a role. But, I mean, one of the big things is, yeah, I mean, black mold definitely goes. It's the old, I mean, that's been known for a long time, that it kind of goes and nestles itself within the digestive tract. So it's a possibility that could be driving it. And you guys have been in that place for how long, about a year?
Yeah. And my husband also, he had asthma. I've never seen him have any breathing difficulties until this last year. And he gets spells where he just can't breathe. He's been to the lung doctor, the cardiologist, and they really haven't been able to give him any, you know, other than breathing treatments, which don't always seem to offer a lot of relief. Would those medicines help in that area as well?
Well, it's a possibility. And, you know, it's just, you're going to have to talk to them about, you know, coming up with a game plan for it. That's what I would do. But you might want to look into, like, go to a health food store and go in and talk to some of the folks about some good, you know, cleansing type products that they have that are completely natural that can help with the body too. There's some products you can get that contain things like watercress and some other different herbs in there that are really good for the body, help kind of clean things out and reset. So that might be something to look into as well. But keep me posted. You can always call me back on the show. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank my producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better in some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.